Discourse 10, August 4, 1932, Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou mighty, infinite, majestic presence, we give praise and thanks for the outpouring of thy mighty messengers. This day when thou hast sent forth thy mighty messengers to bless America, we are cognizant of thy mighty activity. Thou mighty God, the one, the supreme, unfolding truth through thy wondrous individualization, that every hour, every day, is drawing nearer the perfection of truth in the outer activity. In the heart of each is the cosmic perfection taking place. To all who look to truth, as a mighty river comes the outpouring from thee. The Discourse. For the first time in 5,000 years, there is being sent forth an outpouring of this kind to America. There are 7 sun centers in America, to which 7 great beings are this day pouring out a mighty radiance. 4 of these places are New York, Chicago, Denver, and Seattle. The 7 great ones at this time are cosmically permitted to intensify the mighty Christ presence that is steadily moving forward into the consciousness of humanity. At 2 o'clock this morning, 7 pathways of light might have been seen in the sky. This portends much for the blessing of America, in fact, for the entire North America. These great beings whose attention has been called to this sincere channel that has made the point of the wedge through which they have found entrance, whereby they may shed their light into the darkened spots of human civilization, they send you a wondrous message, the promise that you shall have great and powerful use of the light rays. The Cherubim and its message. The beloved cherubim is enthroned, holding its conscious radiance about you today. The loving message to you is this: fear not what any mortal may do. Command silence of the outer in the name of that ascended presence, and all the outer must bow the knee before that mighty presence and be at peace. Again come the words from over the ethers: thou shalt yet know, feel, see, and experience what loyalty to the light and the ascended host means. No matter what any mortal may seem to manifest, hold fast always to the fact that the omnipresent mighty God and his chosen messengers govern the earth and its inhabitants, in spite of any seeming appearance to the contrary. The God of light, love, wisdom, and power is anchored within your lives, within your world, and is the conquering, silencing, supplying, invincible presence and power. Know this and be at peace. To Mrs. Ballard. Again, may I express to you my appreciation for the attention given to the national anthem, for it has given me an opportunity to do for America the jewel of my heart, that which I have not had the opportunity to do since the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Others have their times of rejoicing. Today is my turn. As we never fail to give praise and thanks for the smallest manifestation of that mighty invincible presence, so in proportion to that mighty power of a manifestation do we, in intensified consciousness, give forth gratitude and praise. So you see, we are no different from yourselves, for no matter what the height attained, we are always ready to put self aside and give praise and thanks for the opportunity to consume and dissolve anything that would impede that mighty onward progress. Always keep before the student the fact that self-pity is one of the most stifling things which impede individual progress. And yet it is so easily governed when once understood. Every student of the light should at least once a day take inventory of his consciousness and see wherein there is an element that needs eliminating, and then proceed to do it. This must be done by the use of the consuming flame. In this way, he keeps the consciousness cleared and the pathway open to the mighty inspiration, and he will be much less annoyed and disturbed by undesirable thoughts. The Three Plumes of the Soul. Out of the great glory of the conquering of the outer self is the soul crowned with the three plumes of sustaining power. These plumes, I assure you, are real and tangible. This good brother is the only one who has described them outside of the arisen host, as you will find in the second visit to the Royal Teton in the manuscript, Unveiled Mysteries. The three plumes of light proceeding from the globe of light never leave those who have reached a certain attainment, and may be seen by all who use the inner sight. At first, it is a blended, soft light, but it grows in strength as the consciousness is held on this highest center within the individual. It steadily increases until it forms three small plumes, no larger than your finger. It continues to increase until they reach 3 feet. In form, they are almost identical to the most beautiful ostrich plumes one could imagine. At one time, in the history of England, the symbolism of the three plumes of the Prince of Wales was known, and also in France. But it is now forgotten. A most remarkable manifestation of the mighty inner power has recently taken place. Heretofore, in fact, for many centuries, worded expressions have had to be clothed, or shall I say divine expressions had to be clothed, so that only the worthy might be able to interpret their inner meaning. Many of these great inner expressions will be laid bare to the observations of mankind, to give them an opportunity of utilizing this wisdom, if they only will. If there is not within the soul advancement of the individual that which recognizes the uncovering of this divine expression, then he or she will pass it by. But if there be one or many that recognize the truth, then to those will great assistance be given. How the student may help in national activity. You can give me great assistance in national activity if you will make it a point, whenever you read a negative report, to instantly take the conscious stand that there is only God and His perfection there, sustained by His mighty messengers. It would be well if the student should have this especially. This will do much to transmute and change the expression of the press. Whenever you see a negative expression by the press, command all the press to be God's messengers of right and truth, for ere long it will not be a shield or puppet in the hands of politicians. There will be placed a mighty messenger to control or govern the press, and when the change begins to tangibly take place, the members of the press will be amazed many times at their own audacity in expressing the truth, where in the past they expressed falsehood. So you will see that God's mighty command has in no wise waxed short, but rather challenges mankind, "Try me, and see if I will not pour out a blessing, that there will not be room to receive it." Often give the command, "Let there be light." Very important. I would suggest that you read that message every other day, so that it keeps these promises before you. a certain sort of exaltation of the soul goes forth through the recognition of it. In times past, the student was not given any encouragement at all until he came to a certain point. So today, the student is very fortunate. In times past, the strength of the student had to be proven. It is proven today in a way just as powerful, but unknown to the student. He is taking his initiation in the outer world. He is being made bulletproof, for now he is building his own armor, a permanent, eternal thing. Again, I feel I must say how really fortunate the student is today in having the assistance of the mighty cosmic Christ. It seems to me that when the student really learns this, he will exert everything within his power to harmonize himself within himself, because he knows he has the assistance of this mighty cosmic presence. Lest I might be misunderstood, the reason I speak especially of America today is because, as we have said before, America is the homecoming of the white race. Naturally, at such a homecoming, there must be prepared a great feast of light. It really is not possible to convey in words just what an individual recognition and acceptance of a presence or activity sometimes mean. It is so difficult for the average student to realize that he can be an unlimited channel for the outpouring of these great messengers. When one becomes aware that he can be such a channel for outpouring, he should put aside all inharmonious thought within, or that which approaches him from without, as he would a poisonous serpent. When the outer self sees that it has lost its foothold and is slipping into oblivion, it concocts all kinds of pretenses to try to gain recognition. But when the firm determination is there to think, feel, and experience only the beauties of the Christ, then there is left no opening for the outer to intrude itself and cause disturbance. It is very great law that when a friend voluntarily wishes to give assistance in holding another in the light, he or she may do what even the teacher may not be permitted to do. So you see that your impelling power has been wise indeed. A master may not go beyond certain limits with his students. Hence, he wishes you to have this unusual explanation. Therefore, every real student will always withhold all criticism, no matter what the appearance may be. People are so prone to sit in judgment on others, seeing only appearances and letting the criticism run rampant, no matter what the truth. The point of light within is the brain of the electron. It seems very strange that students have not realized that the spirit of mentality acts on the physical body. If there were no life, substance, truth, or intelligence in matter, how could it be acted upon, as they have seen many times? For intelligence to act, there must be intelligence to be acted upon. To Mrs. Ballard, it will be a glorious celebration when you reach the full accomplishment of knowing where you have been, are going, and what you have received. A remarkable expression I loved to use, and I often contemplate today, is, "The matter of knowing God is simply the restoration of forgotten memory." We have known God before, because we are God created. When we began the descent into dense activity, we had the complete conscious memory. When the energy was directed downward, the veil was drawn, and the marvelous, glorious beauty of that wondrous temple of God was forgotten. Now, that forgotten memory is steadily and surely being brought again into the conscious outer activity. The amazing thing is that so few seem to have fallen into the idea that anyone with persistent effort could command that complete divine memory be restored. And it would be done. Few have had the patience to continue long enough to get sufficient encouragement to go on. Give the command that the full divine memory be restored, and it will be manifest shortly. The use of the hands in speech. Dawn asked, "Why does Mama talk with her hands?" Answer: few can see what takes place with the person who uses intense movement of the hands in discoursing or explaining. A certain amount of energy is liberated, but not wasted. Many times where specific information is being given, the energy liberated in that manner helps the person to whom the explanation is being given to receive it. If you will notice, there are times when the hands are not used, and again there are times when they are used in almost violent action. If Billy Sunday and others of like strenuosity could have known what they could have accomplished by beating the table with the open instead of the closed hands, they would have added greatly to their conversions. The hand is an outlet of the energy. Consequently, those who, from former knowledge, possess great strength are usually powerful in lifting and handling great weights. The energy always goes where it is directed. The Vestal Virgins in the ancient temples. There was a time when the Vestal Virgin was given tremendous power to draw into manifestation the mighty presence, the activity of the ray as the flame. That was why in the beginning the priestess could do what the priest did not dare attempt in drawing the mighty focus of this invisible fire. This was often greatly intensified by the king of the fire element, O Rameses. Of course, at that time, explanations of those things were not given. Sometimes the priests saw this presence and assistance, but rarely, if ever, was advised as to who or what the presence was. The cherubim and seraphim. The cherubim has always been the special direct messenger of God, and has always assisted the seven great lords of the flame from Venus, and also the Elohim. The seraphim are the next step higher. They are rarely, if ever, used in the same capacity as the cherubim. Sometimes the cherubim manifest as a sun or a flame of many colors. It is rarely that they manifest in the human form as we know it. Benediction. Thou radiating presence, as we are held within the radiance of thy most gracious smile, and the embrace of thy great self, we offer praise and thanks that thou hast been sent to bless, to heal, to illumine, and that thou dost command the dwellers within the earth to reveal their secrets to these thy messengers.